adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim, reunited with Kolo again, is planning a campaign of silent yet merciless terror against the ruthless, fanatical natives who are holding Shanghai Lil, Stacy, and his wife prisoners. Jim's efforts are spurred on when Kolo tells Jim he believes the natives are survivors of a once-powerful race of moon worshippers who each month at the full moon make human sacrifices. In their secret hideout in the hills overlooking the native village, Jim and Kolo have been busy making powerful bows and arrows to use in a silent attack against the guards at the native village. All afternoon, they have been testing the strength and speed of their weapons, as well as their own skill in marksmanship. As darkness gathers, they sit huddled together, waiting for the time to strike.
Well, Kolo, we can do as well against those guards as we did against these targets in here. We'll certainly deal those natives a heavy blow.
One Jim do better with bow and arrow than rifle. Be better than native hunter.
Thanks, Kolo. Maybe when we get out of this, I'll take up archery. I get a big kick out of it. Oh, say, Kolo, have you sharpened all the points on those arrows?
All finished, Tuan. Make 8 for you, 8 for me. That'd be enough, Tuan.
It'll have to be. Let's see. There'll be 2 guards on each post. That's 4 posts. That makes a total of 8 guards we've got to get tonight, Kolo. You get the 2 posts on the west side of the village, and I'll take care of those on the east side.
That'd be good, Tuan. Kolo, be sure not to miss.
No, sirree, Kolo. We must be sure that each arrow counts. If we miss one, he gives the alarm, we're lost. That's why it's so important to get as close as we can to them before shooting.
That'd be easy. There'd be plenty of long grass. We hide in clouds in sky, hide moon. They not see us.
I hope not. Anyway, we've got everything in our favor tonight. With a little luck, our first campaign should be a big success.
Soon be time to go, Tuan.
Yes. Now, let's get down to the northeast corner of the village. I'll take my place there and give you time to work around to the northwest corner.
Yeah.
We'll get those guards first. And if all goes well, we'll go along to the southeast and southwest and get the guards there.
Yeah.
But make sure that the guards are not yet wounded and able to crawl away and sound the alarm.
If we kill both guards, we come back. Hide. Wait till new guards come. Then do the same thing again.
That's right. Get the guards that are on the watch first. Then come back to the north side of the village and wait until the relief guards split up to take their posts. And Kolo, this is where we have to work fast.
Yes, Tuan.
We must get those relief guards before they have a chance to discover what's happened to the others.
Kolo, understand, Tuan. Not make mistake.
Okay, Kolo. And after the job is all done, I'll meet you at the foot of the hill. All right. Come on, now, let's get going. It's coming out of the clouds. That gives us enough light to work by, and at the same time, throws enough shadows around this high grass to give us plenty of cover.
See, Tuan.
What?
There, big guard.
Where?
Standing by hut door. Make good target.
Perfect. Okay, Kolo. You move off and take your position. Watch your step now, and good luck.
Same to you, Tuan.
If all goes well, Kolo, I'll meet you right here in about 2 hours.
I be here, Tuan.
Okay. Good luck, and good hunting.
Silently, the two veterans of many a dangerous expedition shake hands and silently move through the high grass toward the native guard posts. The moon breaking through provides them with just enough light to see their targets. Then the figures rise slowly out of the grass. A bow is drawn. An arrow is aimed carefully. The winged messenger of death flies through the air and strikes down its victim. Twice the process is repeated. And just before dawn, Jungle Jim and Kolo return to their hideout.
Okay, Kolo. We can talk now without any danger being heard.
Yeah.
Those natives down there will have plenty to keep them busy for a while.
Plan be good, Tuan. Work just like you say. Kolo be close to guard. Arrow hit him. He not even make sound. Kolo crawl up. Make sure he dead. Be same with other guard.
Good. Did you have any trouble when the relief guards came on?
One native, he think something wrong when he not see guard meet him. Then he find guard. But when he stand up to shout loud, I fire arrow. He not shout.
Well, Kolo, Our first raid was very successful. But we've got to keep going if we expect to save Lil, Mrs. Stacy, and her husband. It might not be as easy tomorrow night now. Having lost 8 men tonight, they might decide not to post their guards outside the stockade. Then we'll have to try a new plan.
Kolo hide good in morning. Watch village. See what happen when native find guards.
Okay, Kolo. You keep watch, but be careful. I'm going to catch up on a little sleep. There's still plenty of action ahead of us, and I want to be ready for it. I don't particularly enjoy doing this kind of a job, but there's no choice in the matter. Those natives are ruthless fanatics. With the lives of Lil and the Stacys at stake, our only chance is to terrorize those natives.
At daybreak, there is confusion in the village when it is discovered that during the night, every one of their sentries has been struck down, each with a long black arrow. Followed by an excited group of natives, one of the natives reports to the chief.
Tell me, my son, what makes my people cry out and shout in terror?
Death has come upon us, great father. Death has come upon our warriors in the darkness. Death struck down the guards. And when those who were to take their places at midnight went forth, they too were struck down by the hand of death.
You speak with the tongue of a woman. Speak not of death, but how my warriors fell. Is it the work of the cursed white man?
No. No, great father. Warriors were pierced by the black arrow. White man shoot with rifle.
Black arrow? Then it is by our own enemies.
That cannot be, great father. It is many days' travel to the country of the Kandas. And the Kandas are like old wives, content to sit in the shade. Eat only maize, not hunt.
You are right, my son. And if it is not the white man and not the Kandas, who can it be?
That we do not know. See, great father, here is black arrow. This kind of arrow I do not see till now.
True, it is a strange kind of arrow. Cleverly fashioned, long, swift in flight. Has the strength of metal. It must be that we have a new enemy. Send out the warriors to find tracks that we may follow them.
That I did. That I did above all else, great father. The best of our trackers, the hunters with the eyes of a hawk, all seek the footprints of the enemy, but there is no sign.
You say, my son, that the soft earth shows no tracks. There must be tracks. Men do not fly like birds. Somewhere there must be the mark of the enemy.
No, no, great father. We do not find one mark in all the earth around the village. It is whispered in the village. We are cursed. The gods are angry that we have defiled ourselves. Do not the white people eat our food and stay within our village?
Do not speak so, my son. You speak against the Holy One, the High Priest. It is he who holds the white people here for sacrifice.
Then go to him, O great father, that he may tell us why our warriors die in the black silence of the night, struck down by the invisible ones who leave no trail. Speak with the Holy One before night falls and our warriors again be struck by the arrows of the unseen.
Fear not, my son. I go now to the Holy One. But go you back and search again for some sign of the enemy.
I will. I will, great father. But no sign could escape the eyes of the hunters and warriors. I swear, great father, it is the work of the unseen one. Sent by the gods. They have made angry.
Today the warriors and hunters have searched, most holy one, but find no sign, no mark of an enemy. Can it be, O holy one, that the gods hurl death at us because he is angered?
I am the acknowledged servant of the gods. Only through me do they give us signs. Again I say it is not the hand of the gods, but the work of our enemies. Tonight we shall not send our warriors outside the walls, but keep them on guard inside the village. See then if they can be struck down.
It is well, most holy one. Tonight we shall see if it is the work of man or of the gods.
Despite the assurances of their high priest and the chief, the superstitious natives are still unsettled over the strange death of their warrior. And when young Stacy is allowed out for exercise, he gets close to the hut where Lil and his wife are held prisoners to tell Lil the news.
It's real. It's real.
Oh. So it's you, Stacy. How'd you get here?
I'm out for exercise, so I can't stay long or I'll arouse the suspicion of the natives. I have good news, but tell me first, how's my wife?
She's improving a little, although I can't think of break the spell she's under. She seems to be becoming a little more rational when I talk to her, and there's a new expression in her eyes. Just be patient and give me time.
I will. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, here's the news. During the night, the four guards on duty were mysteriously killed by long black arrows.
Yeah?
Then, when the four men to relieve them were sent out, they met a similar fate. Hmm? Eight of them died without uttering a sound of any kind. But when the deaths were discovered, natives were sent out to find some trace of the killers, but after searching all day, they couldn't find one single clue. No footprints, tracks, not a sign of any kind. The natives are saying it's the hand of the invisible one.
Well, me, he may have suddenly become invisible, but I can still see the hand of Jungle Jim.
Once again, night is falling off in the nearby hills, and Jungle Jim and Kolo are preparing to strike again. Will they be able to terrorize the natives into surrendering Lil and the Stacys before the rise of the full moon, when the high priest makes his sacrifice to the moon god? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kid, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. And look for the new adventure and comic strip entitled Phantom, now being featured in full color in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.